When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Buffalo Wings and Rings, we're ticket live, 68 to know. We're here until 6 o'clock, raffling off some items. We're going to start giving away some goodies here in a minute. It is National Wing Day and Buffalo Wings' 40th anniversary. And to celebrate, 40% off traditional and boneless wings all day. So again, Mom, Dad, if you don't have dinner plans yet, save yourself. Come down and get 40% off on these 5, 10, 15, 20 wings at 40% discount. You can do it all night. If you don't have dinner plans, go ahead and make it. If you're trying to figure out where your happy hour is, this is a really good choice.
And if you do have dinner plans, cancel them.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not hard.
The stuff that's in the fridge goes back in the fridge. You can get fresh hot wings made for you at 40% off, so you should do that. We can do that. Well, here's what we're going to do. Austin Norman, I need your magic hands to jump into, and we're going to give away passes to Eagle Raceway.
Eagle Raceway.
And you do not have to be here, but if you're not in the box, you can get here by 6 o'clock. And again, if we're giving away prizes before then and you get in the box later, you're having a better chance.
Mm-hmm. That is how it works.
You are having a better chance. So if you're just leaving work or you're just leaving the work site, perfect opportunity. Austin, who's going to Raceway?
Andy Cox is going to Eagle Raceway.
Andy Cox is going to Eagle Raceway, so you can stop by the ticket and pick up your passes for Eagle Raceway. Let's do it again, Austin. Let's
sure.
go with that one. Four tickets, four vouchers for Lower Bowl Salt Dogs, Lincoln Salt Dogs Baseball.
All right. Four vouchers for Lower Bowl Lincoln Salt Dogs ticket, Mason Wires.
So stop by the ticket and get yourself, pick up these vouchers as well. And then we're going to give away the three $5 gift cards to the mill in one swoop.
Okay.
One swing. Again, you can stop by. Austin Norman will set you up. But come by and get coffee at the mill, you and two of your friends. Can get coffee at the mill. Austin,
so grabbing one or grabbing three?
Grab one.
Grab one
and make somebody and their two friends really happy.
All right. Jason Blowers. Jason Blowers, $15 to the mill.
There we go. Well done. There seems to be some confusion on the text line, and that's okay because that's kind of what happens. They said the difference between value and cost. Here's my point. There's 105 scholarships in play that – value is implied. Cost is real. So USC is going to spend, $105 times
$60,000.
$65,000 to fulfill those 105 scholarships. Nebraska, not so much. So if they're spending, if they're setting their agreements, it's 105 spots. But my whole point was that they didn't set a monetary value for it.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't say, oh, you could spend $6 million on your scholarship pool.
And the number that's being thrown out right is that $21, $22 million overall. But they're not saying you have to or this is the baseline. They're saying this is what we project you will spend by offering X number of scholarships. But that $22 million looks a lot different, to your point, in Los Angeles than in Lincoln.
Here's an interesting one. Let's go with shorter numbers and a more a more fully focused, let's say basketball. Currently, you have 13 scholarships. They're increasing that to 15. And again, Nebraska will spend $28,000 on each of the 15. USC is going to spend almost 2.5 times that.
Mm-hmm.
So are they setting a budget? Again, if you said $22 million as the overall cap for athletic departments, Nebraska's at advantage. They're at advantage because if they can get to the $21, $22 million and put it in a reserve, they get more bang for their buck than USC in big market.
They do. I think there are, though, inherent advantages and disadvantages, right? If you think about it as a salary cap system, the higher money teams, the coastal teams, your Oregons, your USCs, I'd even throw Michigan, Ohio State in that conversation, might have a harder time limiting themselves to the 21-22, but they might have an easier time getting to it. It won't take as much work for them to raise 21 or 22 as it will at Nebraska. Nebraska can probably, I mean, almost assuredly, stretch that 21 or 22 to make the number of athletes get a little bit more than the baseline scholarship requirement. But also, if they have to use external fundraising, it might take more work and more legwork and effort to get up to that number.
If I said to you that USC had not shown the ability to raise $250 million for one project, $650 million for another project, and then to say USC has difficulty raising funds, the two don't go together. Nebraska can raise funds. It's what you do with your funds. That's $900 million over a pocket of time that is pretty reserved and pretty limited. Mm-hmm. If you take that $22 million, let's say it make it $20 million, and you just took the $250 million that you put into one facility, that's 12 years.
Of scholarships. 12
years of full new number, new balance scholarships mm-hmm. at the University of Nebraska, and every program is better. Every single program will be better with that spending of the $12 million a year. We're not even talking about the $650 million.
Right.
We're talking about the $250. Don't tell me Nebraska doesn't have money. Nebraska has money. They have money. They proved. Again, tell me the story about the $250 million and the $650 million. Where was that money raised? Donors.
Mm-hmm.
Nebraska donors. Shouldn't that money, if you tell me you could do it once, you can do it again. But it also tells me that you can, in fact, you can no longer tell me that you can't, that you're poor. You're not college NIL poor. You're not. You raised $900 million in theory, in kind, right? But okay. You're talking about struggling to get to $9 million a year. Now, how does that math?
It doesn't. Probably poor resource allocation. Here, please
let's
put mention your name in this bucket here, ma'am. Sorry, we are doing some drawings already, so grab the bucket, put your name in there for me if you would, please.
She's rocking the Kenny Chesney tour.
Sure. Very nice.
Yeah, well done, Mom. Well done. Well done.
Yeah, no, the math doesn't always look like it's mathing, right? I mean, I'll take your word for it that USC, you know, has had struggles, and Nebraska maybe finds it a little bit easier. But I don't think any of these schools should have issues funding the scholarships. There's no way they should have issues with that. I mean, even going maybe a little bit above and beyond. Where Nebraska might, you know, maybe struggle, maybe not, again, I think time will tell, is what can you do above and beyond? Because NIL is still going to be on the table. NIL's not going away with these new rules. I think it's only going to amp up. So the challenge for Nebraska won't be meeting scholarships or maximizing scholarships. Like you said, there's money in place to do that already. Mm-hmm. But what Ohio State can do is already has that money for scholarships like Nebraska does, mm-hmm. but Ohio State might be able to, you know, more easily pull from the outside and pay above and beyond.
So let me help you from the a big part of my job in the CBA with running a minor league team is money management. Mm-hmm. And they would give you a budget and say you have to stay within the budget. Now, I had to be creative in it because the budget that was in play, if that was players only budget, that wasn't endorsement budget, that wasn't sponsorship budget, that wasn't any of those things. But if you tell me that Nebraska generates $6 million, and that you're...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Only need to provide 105 scholarships. Does it tell you where in your roster leverage that 105 scholarships is? Mm-mm. It could be at the bottom. It could be at the top. There could be a gap in the middle. But if USC is spending $6 million, Nebraska has $3 million or $3.3 million left, hey, if I take that $3.5 million a year and put it into talent, in the NIL forum, I'm doing my top 20 players, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this then. Let's say that things are going the way that you're saying, and Nebraska does have that little bit of surplus.
Uh-huh.
Would you like to see Nebraska spend that surplus every year to acquire talent that year, or do you like to see Nebraska build up a savings account?
I want them to shop smartly, whenever. Look, if you've got depth and you've got, again, you've got 50 walk-ons that have a lower value, right? And then your development players at the bottom, the middle 20, third 20, special teamers, et cetera, second team, first team. And then that first team, I can say that the top 10 players deserve greater NIL money because they're positions of importance. So if I have $3.5 million a year, based on base level, baseline numbers, we're not even talking about 12 or 19 or 22 million. We're talking about 6 million. That if you said to me, here's what we're going to do. You're the best. There we go. Got you, bro. Got you. Appreciate it. Yep. Here's that. If we said we can go get a quarterback, a running back, two wide receivers, a stud left tackle, a middle linebacker, a lockdown corner, killer rover safety, 10 players for $3.3 million. I'm not sure what metric we would use for $3.3 million to not be enough to do that. And then I've got my first 30 players that I'm giving scholarship to. I've still got money. The walk-on list at the bottom gets thicker because there's more scholarships in play. And, oh, by the way, we haven't gone into the $7 million, $8 million.
The other question I would have for you is, do you think Nebraska is going to be a program that utilizes all 105 available full scholarships? Or do you think Nebraska is going to be a program that does full scholarships for the travel roster, the 70 that you get in the Big Ten? And now in football, you can do partials as well. Mm-hmm. Do you give partials to the bottom 35 to spread that money around to other sports? Are you at a disadvantage if you don't go all in 105 fulls in football? Is it smart to cut back and not use all 105? What do you think about what Nebraska should do with that?
As a coach, I'm using all of them in whatever way. If you told me to split scholarships, take the bottom 25 scholarships, split them in half or in thirds or whatever, because if I take the bottom 50 and split them to thirds, Matt tells me that's 150 players.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a way to maneuver in this. As a coach, I want every resource, every player, every avenue, and then at the top of it, I know the difference between Nebraska and Michigan State are the top 10 players and the second 10 players and the third 10 players. It's not the 20 and 20 and 20. It's you can match up with Michigan State slug for slug for 10 out of the starting 20 players.
Mm-hmm.
Your second team, you've got 10 dudes on the Nebraska second team that would be second team at every school in the Big Ten Conference. 10 players who would compete for starting jobs, 10 players who would compete for second team, 10 players who would fit into the development dynamic. We've seen the kids who leave here. Development here, they leave here and go to Iowa and play or go to Michigan. And play.
Whatever.
Okay, fine. But the difference maker for Nebraska is going to be money management. Listen, if you keep all of the top players from Nebraska in Nebraska, for whatever way, that magic number could be we give 10 scholarships in-state for the 10 best Nebraska players who don't want to leave. And we have NIL money that allows us to add on top of that. You better get the best 10 players in the state every year. Every year. If Virginia had matched VCU, I would have – that's where I would have went. That's how it works, is that the young Grant that sat here, if Nebraska matches whatever Wyoming puts in play, he ain't going anywhere. He ain't going anywhere. And guess what? His four buddies would be riding right along with him. Where are we going? What are we doing? Because he's the lead dog. So there's a way.
He didn't want to admit it, but he
right,
is.
Right?
You know?
Right?
How, come on, man. Own it.
Right? Like, that's how it works. So Nebraska has some advantage if used properly. And it's going to be create, right? It's here's the thing. Yeah, it's hilarious. Oh, gee, that's hilarious. Because take any business in play, and I don't care what your business is, that you all have budgets and things that you need to accomplish in that budget. You know your revenue stream. We also know that there is a huge upside to the Nebraska revenue stream. We know that the better the product, the more revenue they're going to make. And it comes from several different tentacles. It's not limited to one space or one area. The money's just going to flow in. Okay, so mission one has to be a better product. It has to be better talent. It also has to be better, the best local talent. It has to be the best local talent. I don't want anybody shopping at my house. Look, man, I don't want the neighbor farmer coming to my crib picking for free. No, man, leave my wife and my daughter alone. You go somewhere else and hunt. But here, Nebraska should be dominant in Nebraska for all the kids who we've been told this story, and either it's a truth or a lie. But to tell me that it just means more to Nebraska football players, high school football players, to grow up and be a Husker. Okay, if that's what it is, then that's what it is, and stop feeding me the BS. If that's the way it is, if you love Nebraska so much, then guess what?
Go get the players.
Go get the players, build them up, give them the ability, because again, more revenue because mom and dad. Hey, how about this? All of the other money that you spend in bookstores, clothes, travel, all of those things, that money stays in the state. Those kids aren't flying Delta from Georgia to Lincoln, Nebraska, or Omaha. They're getting in the car, and the money and the clothes all stays in the state. Mom and dad drive to Lincoln every weekend. Every weekend. They here. Spending more money in the Haymarket, staying in hotels, or getting back on the road and going home and eating in their communities. But if you allow yourself to be mentally lazy and be told that it's all the same, it's not the same. It's not the same. And you can tell me, hey, Nebraska, it just means more to be a Husker. Now it's time to stand up, and it's time to show. And it starts with the people in the most important athletic program in the state. Starts with football. It'll bleed over to basketball. Because to tell me that the Metro doesn't produce enough talent for Nebraska to win Big Ten Conference championships is a lie. It's a lie. We know they produce enough. And to tell me that you spend your money in the Metro, oh, boy. Oh, boy. Again, money stays in the state. Talent stays in the state. Revenue stays in the state. There is a way for this to work. I've seen it in too many places. I'm just going to keep saying it. The numbers, we haven't even gotten into baseball and softball yet. Austin, you ready to dive into that one?
Always,
DP. We're going to do that when we come back. We're live from Buffalo Wings and Rings. 68, no DP. Austin Norman. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.